Let's switch over to our first guest for this month, and that is my dearest friend and colleague, Mr. Thomas Lewis. And I actually went through a whole bunch of extra slides. So that's Tommy. Let's bring Tommy on here. Where are you, Tommy? There you are. Where are you, my friend? Hey, take yourself off of mute. Where are you?
I am off of mute.
There you go. Welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us. That's actually a great background there behind you. Where are you?
I am on the Microsoft campus, building 24.
Aren't you supposed to be in Vancouver already?
I am supposed to be, but yesterday was our big move, and so today I am taking advantage of the sweet bandwidth that we have here.
Okay, fair enough. So you know what? People aren't here to actually listen to us talking about your bandwidth issues. Let's talk about the real cool stuff. So last week, right, February 29th, huge day, right? That was the Windows 8 consumer preview reveal.
A monstrous day.
It definitely was. What was the reaction? Like, what were you hearing from people?
So I think it's overall excitement. I think one of the things that was very cool was the fact that people got to see sort of the fruits of the labors around Windows 8. Of course, at our Build conference back in what, October, we had a really good kind of coming out for Windows 8, and it was kind of mainly focused in on developers, right? So it was so that developers could begin playing around with the APIs and things like that. On the what we had last week was our consumer preview. So this is where we're feeling very comfortable that we want your grandmother, your significant other, any loved ones in your life that they're going to install and play around with Windows 8.
Fair enough. So for developers, of course, huge opportunities. And I think that you're going to drop some knowledge bombs on us. I'm just checking your comment there on the chat. And now that I had my opportunity to drop some knowledge, now is your turn. Go for it. What do you have for
Sure.
us?
So what I wanted to do today, we're just going to take a little bit of time. I wanted to give sort of a rough guide to the Windows 8 content that's out there, because a lot of times what happens is that, the questions I get when I talk to folks, I'll see that, oh, there's already a website, for that, or there's already an answer to that. But the challenge is that there's just a ton of material out there. So what I'm going to show everyone is sort of the, what's out there today for, not only, developers, but designers as well, around, Windows 8 and building apps for it. So the first one that I'm going to show you, and by the way, all of these links are going to be available off of the DevCube site, so people can, they don't have to rush and, try to remember all these URLs. And I'm also going to walk through and just show you some other, kind of things that maybe you're going to run into when you're trying to install or you're trying to figure out, like, hey, what should I do here? So hopefully there will be some help there. So the first thing I'm going to show you is you can go to preview.windows.com, and it's basically our Windows 8 consumer preview site. And this is the site for your grandma, your significant other, loved ones, and things like that when they're saying, "What is Windows 8?" Because the cool part about this site is that we have
They're
some
saying,
very
"What is
nice
Windows 8?"
things like
Because the cool
videos
part
that you
about
can
this site
see
is that
aid in
we have
action
some
and things
very
like that.
nice things like videos that you can
And
see aid in
I can
action
hear
and things
our
like that.
host in the background, so he
And
may want to mute
I
up a
can
little
hear
bit.
our host
And
in the
then
background.
also on this page, there's a lot of great material. So here, for example, you can go in, look at, the kind of touch-based things that can be done. So here's the video for there. Quite a bit of resources there. And what I tend to recommend to people, because people will say, "Hey, I need just to get sort of a quick summary of what it is that's in Windows 8." These product guides here on the preview.windows.com, I think, are sort of the best quick ways to give people PDF guides to what is there, depending on who you're talking to. So, for example, if you're talking to, you know, your mom, then you want to go ahead and give them the product guide for a consumer. If it's a dev that you're talking to, of course, there's good product guides for devs. You know, I'll just click on it so you can take a look at it, which has just a lot of great information. This is sort of the let me get up to speed very quickly on, you know, what's in, you know, Windows 8. Now, one of the things that I want to do is to go over here. Of course, you can see the download. And so this download is for the consumer preview. A lot of good, again, you know, material here once you go in and take a look. But the most important thing is this FAQ. Because what happens is that there's if you go and download the consumer preview and you put it on USB stick or DVD or something like that, what will happen is when you go to install it, it's going to ask you for a product key. And so if you go into the FAQ, you'll see this question, do I need a product key to install Windows 8 Consumer Preview? And yes, you will need to if you have done that. And the product key is right here. So this is one of those things that I find people just always running into. So make sure that you just kind of bookmark this FAQ page because you're going to find yourself going here a lot for a variety of questions, whether it be about installing the Windows Store or even the IE10 consumer preview. So that's the preview.windows.com. Now, I would say probably the biggest question I get right now when it comes to installation is, what kind of machine do I need? Because a lot of people think that they've got to go out and basically buy a brand new machine. You know, and hey, if you need to tell your significant other that you need to buy a new machine to get Windows 8, if that's what it takes, hey, go ahead and do it. Tell them Thomas told you so. But if you take a look, there's a really great article that was written by the Windows engineering team, which provides system recommendations. So here, for example, you can see that here's sort of the kind of requirements for it. So I won't go through and read these, but you can see that these aren't crazy requirements. These are pretty standard things that you can do. But we actually walk through a bit just to kind of let you know that, hey, for example, if you want to use the cool new Snap feature, you will need something with a resolution of 1366 by 768. So you can see here there's a lot of good material. Also, one of the things that I highly recommend is you look at the list of what we're testing on right now. So if you're looking at, hey, you know, we're about to buy a bunch of machines and we want to make sure that, you know, we can get all the great brutality of Windows 8 that you have to offer, then, you know, here are the kind of the machines that you may want to take a look at when you're going to go ahead and buy a new one. So that's pretty much for the overall consumer preview. What I'm going to do now is just to dive just a little bit into our Windows Dev Center. And you can go here to dev.windows.com. And dev.windows.com is kind of broken up into four different areas. But probably what you might be most interested in, which is the new stuff, is the Metro Style apps here. So you can go ahead and click on the home. And here what we do is we actually have the tools and the SDK for you. So for example, when you go in and you install, if you're a dev, of course you're going to want the dev tools and everything else. And this is a really great page because it not only has the tools and the SDK, but it also has the design assets, which I'll talk about later, and the sample app pack, and the live SDK. So if you're interested in integrating single sign-on, or you want to integrate Hotmail, or you want to integrate SkyDrive content, this is the place to get that as well. So that's kind of cool. But what I find actually more interesting is that within the Dev Center, there's a Learning Center. And this is where all of the most updated content is going to be for API references and things like that. There's a lot of great content on the internet, but honestly, this is going to be the place where, you know, this is where the product team is putting all the good stuff. So not only is this the documentation, but there's also some good stuff here as well that I would recommend. So for example, there is a getting started here. If you click that, you'll notice here that there's a lot of samples and stuff. So, for example, a lot of people will say, well, I really don't know where to start. I read that, you know, you can do HTML5 or you can use HTML5 as a programming platform to build Windows 8 apps. Well, what's nice is that they actually have a kind of hands-on lab walkthrough. So here, for example, you can use HTML5 to build out a basically an RSS reader, and it has all of the code, and you can just simply walk through that. If you are more, you know, inclined around C# or Visual Basic using XAML and CSS, there's a nice little app here for you to work through as well. And for those hardcore folks, we even have now included a C++ tutorial. So, you know, C++, of course, a first-class citizen in Windows 8 and when you're developing with Windows 8, which is also very cool. So you'll come to the Dev Center not only to sort of learn, and this is where all of the content is at, or not content, but just you know, APIs and documentation. But this is also where we keep all of our sample code. And when you go here, you'll see that we have sample code for Metro Style app samples. The one that you're going to want to grab first and foremost is this very first one. I think it's kind of big. I think it's 300 megabytes. But this includes all of the Windows SDK samples. So anything you're trying to do, whether, hey, I want to grab data, I want to, you know, get some, you know, I want to use CSS media queries to lay out my HTML5, you know, content on my app. This is the place to go. It has just virtually almost everything that you're going to need to get started. So what I find is that when people say, hey, how does anyone have any code to do this? I would say about 90% of the time, it's going to be in this set of a sample app. So absolutely download, and you can easily run them. Then finally, if you are looking to get some questions answered, this is the place to go. So there is a set of developer forums that we have. And the nice thing is that all of our developers and testers and things like that, they're all hanging out on these boards. So if you have a question that you want to get answered, this is definitely the place to go and hang out at. What I find is a lot of times I'll just take, you know, about a good 20 minutes, and I'll just kind of look and see, like, what are the questions people have, and, you know, what are the responses to them? And you'll be amazed that a lot of the questions that you may have already are answered here on this forum. So if you're a developer, definitely dev.windows.com is something that you want to go ahead and put into your favorites. So let's move forward. Some blogs to keep a watch on. And the reason why I think it's very important, these blogs that I'm going to show you, is because, you know, there's a lot of maniacs and lunatics out on the web. And they'll say just pretty much anything and everything, right? If you want to know what the, you know, what's truly, you know, the news and what's coming out from the Windows team, the first one I highly recommend is Building Windows 8 Blog. So this is the Windows engineering team. This blog's been around for a little while. It actually came to life, or, you know, around the time of our Build conference. And this is how the engineering team talks about various things. So this, for example, was where we put out the system, you know, recommendations. If you scroll down, you can see that we've got all kinds of things where we talk about performance, accessibility, building Windows for the ARM processor architecture, power efficiency, file management, sensors, all kinds of good stuff here. This is a really great one to definitely keep an eye on and put into your reader. And of course, we have a nice little RSS icon for that. Also, a new blog that came out is the Windows 8 App Developer Blog. So this is for people who are actually building Windows 8 apps and to help folks with that. This just kicked off last week, so there's not many there, but there is some good stuff. So, for example, they've talked about what changed from the developer preview to the consumer preview. So it's a really good thing to check out. The other blog that I would recommend is the Windows Store for Developers blog. This will give you insight into how the Windows Store will work, how to get your apps in there, and keeping up to date on, you know, what stores are, you know, available, how the stores work, what's the, you know, what, how, you know, how do we do the you know, revenue sharing, which I know everyone is really interested in. So definitely keep an eye out on that. That one. There's also a set of what I would call, you know, kind of tools blogs. So the Visual Studio team, which, you know, is responsible for our Visual Studio product, which is really probably the best, you know, tool right now for building Windows 8 apps. You know, they have a blog out now. So they talked about, you know, a variety of things. One of the things they talked about was even the new developer experience based upon Metro Design. That is now available. So when you download the tools, for example, for Windows 8, you do get Visual Studio there, and you can take a look at it and see how easy it is to actually build apps, whether you're using HTML5, C++, or XAML and C# or VBA. A lot of people forget Windows 8. Parts of Windows 8 is that we have a nice browser, a Metro-style browser, and a desktop-style browser as well. There's a lot of great things that are happening there, and so I would very much recommend following the IE blog as well. And, of course, if you missed it, we're going to make all of these links available to you on the DevCube site. But this is a great place for you, again, to find out more information of what's happening with IE, because a lot of the great stuff that we've been doing in IE, even from IE9, is, you know, showing up in a lot of the stuff that we do. So like media queries, for example, which is probably one of my favorite CSS3 features, there's some, you know, it came from IE originally. So definitely check this out. Now, one of my favorite things is that we've really been putting a focus in on designers. And so last week, what was opened up was design.windows.com. And this is basically a learning center for designers. So it's great here. So not only do we talk about like the design principles of building a Metro-style app, but we talk about design patterns. And we even make design assets available. So for you folks who are doing some great Photoshop stuff, we have PSD files that have basic layouts, common controls, components, templates, and things like that. So, you know, even if you're not a designer, it's good to check out some of these kind of good UX guidelines and patterns that we have, but also share this with your designer brethren as well. Unfortunately, let's see, Blend Insider. It's up. They was having a little bit of problems this morning, but now it's up. For those of you who are interested, we also have expression tools, which are made for, you know, designers and basically for developing, you know, Windows 8 apps visually. The Blend Insider blog is a great blog to keep, you know, to keep in your feed reader. Not only does it talk about what's in expression, but also has some really great articles for how to build, like, for example, the latest one, the Build HTML Metro Style Apps with Blend for Visual Studio 11 Beta. It's really good to walk through as well. Now, a lot of you are in the tweet sphere, and so I would suggest following Build Windows 8. This is, again, the official channel for the Microsoft team that's building Windows. We also have Windows developers, so that's where you can keep up with Windows. dev.windows.com. We also have a Facebook profile for those of you in Canada who are my loved ones. We also have a Canadian version of the Facebook site, and this is where we'll be continuing to put out great content for Facebook folks. And then for some of you, you're going to say, you know what, this all sounds great, but I'm very busy, don't have time for it. Is there someone who is curating all this Windows 8 goodness who can keep me up to speed? And the answer is yes, it's myself. I'm a Windows 8 evangelist for Canada. And so if you want to, you can follow me at Tommy Lee. No, I'm not that Tommy Lee that you might be thinking of, the drummer from the band Motley Crue. I definitely will keep you up to date on all the new stuff that's going on with Windows 8 and all the coolness that is there. So that's just a quick, rough guide through all the Windows 8 content. And like I said, we're going to keep those links up at devcube.com or devscube. So we will. I'll go ahead and stop sharing and give this back over to our gracious host.
Well, that was a whirlwind, wasn't it? Where are you? Turn your video back on. There he is.
Yes.
That was a great little plug in there for your for who's curating stuff for you in Canada. Well, that would be me.
I know.
It's great. Well, actually, thanks so much for that tour. There is actually a lot of stuff out there. I didn't realize that. You know, with something that is so new and exciting that already there's that much content. Hey, where is the Timmy's cup?
Well, like I said, I'm unfortunately in Seattle, so I'm having to drink the Microsoft Starbucks. So I can't wait to get back across the border again so I can have my Timmy's.
Well, fair enough. Well, again, Thomas, thanks so much for joining us. You're going to be...